酒馆又要搞事情了。为了庆祝酒馆微醺俱乐部的成立，我们会在1月8日星期六下午与北京高端进口超市 T11 联合举办第一次的线下品酒会，特别甄选的多款意大利葡萄酒，专业的意大利侍酒师带你细细品尝。今天节目里的意大利小姐姐也会到场，给你沉浸式的意大利文化之旅。赶快联系小助手，微信号是 LULUXJG， LULU 就是露露，XJG 是小酒馆的汉语拼音首字母。品酒会席位有限，先到先得哦。
Hi everyone, and welcome back to your favorite segment, Global Village. And today we're getting the two girls from Italy back. Hi Carlotta, hi Mickey.
Ciao
a tutti.
Bentornati.
In their first episode, we were talking about their experiences or our experiences across culture when it comes to food.Today, I want to dig a little deeper. I know that, like last time they mentioned, Carlotta has been in China for 4 years and Mickey has been in China for 5 years. And before, they were traveling back and forth anyways. And so if you lived in a culture for that long, obviously you make your observations. You notice things that are similar to your culture and also things that are in direct contrast to your culture. Last time we mentioned food. There's a lot of similarity when it comes to food. I would like to...First, ask you this. When we have established that China and Italy, we are probably the best food in the world. Not probably, definitely.
Definitely.
For Chinese, we always say 中国胃, like the Chinese stomach, meaning wherever we go, even if we go to other cultures, we tend to feel like we still have Chinese stomach. We can try other food, but we will eventually just go back to Chinese food. Is that the same?To Italians.
Yes.
Sí, sí.
Like, even here, even if we live in China, I personally often cook Italian food at home. And just because it's what I'm used to. So in the daily life, I'd rather eat. Yeah, what I've always been eating since I was a kid. And then eat out, like, other kinds of food. But generally, yes, that's what I'm used to. So.
How long can you guys go on for without eating Italian food?
I think 2 days.
Same here.
Yeah.
Same here with Chinese food. Don't get me wrong. I love Italian food. I can go on eating Italian food. But then, you know, every 2 days or 3 days, I probably go like, oh, I just want
You just crave something. It's not just the food itself. It's more the emotional...Attachment, yeah. So you just feel you want something that reminds you of home and something familiar.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you can go a longer period. I've gone longer than 2 days without Italian food, but then I had cravings, of course.
Yeah. But I definitely had more cravings when I was living in London compared to when I was in Italy.
Yeah, I guess.
Because there's less similarity there. What, apart from food, what other similarities between our two cultures have you guys observed?
I think the attachment we have to our relatives, to our family. So how important the
value of family.
The value of family.
Family and home, this is the first one. And of course, the respect we have for old people, like the
elderly. Seniority.
Yes.
I have a question. In a big family, do you still have the idea of big family, like the big family culture?
Yes, we do.
Yes.
And the whole 家长, like the
head
of the family. What's that like in Italian families now?
My grandfather is 92, which would be that person.
he still makes decisions?
Yeah, sure. He's the boss.
Wow. What about Carlotta? Is it the same in your family?
Not really the eldest person, no. But the person that is...I don't know. No, in my family, personally, is not the eldest person that makes decisions. But still, it's like you would listen to what they say for sure. I mean, you wouldn't go against them.
Do you have a lot of those specific rules? Because in China, in some more traditional family, for instance, growing up, we would say we have to have the oldest person at the table to start with his food.And then everyone else can start. Do you have similar rules, like something you have to look for the cues from the oldest person or head of the household?
This is a good question.
I think so. Well, in general, you never start eating before other people.
Yeah, but one person has to start first.
Yeah, I guess all together. Yeah. But for sure, you serve the elderly people first.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is the thing about the making decisions. Do they still have a say? They have a bigger say in family affairs?
Yeah, sure, they do. Well, my grandfather, as I said, is 92, so he's still like really active, mm-hmm. but he's not going to decide on everything. Mm. But for sure, my dad is going to ask him for anything, like
an opinion.
Opinion for everything.
Mm-hmm. That is very interesting. And do you also have that idea of like the, for us, we would say there's almost like a family tribe or clan sort mm-hmm. of culture. It's like you are one of us, like we're a family, and then mm-hmm. the in crowd and then the out crowd.
Yeah, definitely.
Do you have that sort of idea?
Yes.
What about outside of the family with friends and acquaintance? What are the similarities that you have observed?
That you talk.
Yeah, I've noticed if I bring a friend home or someone I met and I introduce him or her to my family, then they would be considered part of the family because they're my friends, my acquaintances. So they will be automatically considered as such. So for my family also. So I feel like...
One of us.
One of us. Yeah, there is this sense of belonging. And yeah, especially like I've learned that from my parents, like just treat everyone that comes to the house like your own relative, let's say.
Family member.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So very hospitable with guests and yeah, just to make sure everyone is comfortable and just they feel like at home. We say like, your house is my house, you know, just feel at home, do whatever you feel like, no formalities.
Mm. So it's very much, in this sense, it's very much us and them, sort of, if you're one of us, then we treat you, we have all the friendliness and hospitableness there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, once a person says, like, guarantees, let's say, or like, introduces someone else from the outside group, then it's automatically, yeah.
Which brings me to the whole 关系 and 熟人. You both speak Chinese, you must know. So, Mickey, what do you think about this whole, does Italian culture have the idea of 关系 and 熟人?
We do. And we often think to listen to somebody, like, if it's more important, the relationship, or if it's more important, the competence of the person.
Mm.
And because 关系 is really important, usually we give to the person also the competences.
Oh.
I don't know if I...
So if you need someone to do something,
yeah.
If you have to choose, you'd rather choose 熟人.
Yeah, sure.
Yes.
Than someone professional, but you don't know.
Exactly. Yeah. This is the point. This is, yes, exactly.
I guess sometimes you also feel like you have to ask the person you know, rather than an external person. Mm. Let's say someone in your family does a job or does something and you need that kind of service, it will be considered rude if you don't ask that person.
If you just go to the more competent but less familiar one. How do you maintain 关系? Do you drink together?
We eat.
Yeah. So going back to food again.
We eat food.
Always.
Yeah. Okay. And since we were talking about human relationships, one thing that I've always wondered about whether that's a similarity between Chinese and Italian culture is the hierarchy, 这种等级制度, because you were talking about the elderly or the older person or head of the household having the final say in things. What about just generally in family or at work? Do you have the whole seniority thing and then the hierarchy?
Yes,
definitely. Because I think it's common belief, but it's also the truth, I believe, that the oldest person is the wisest, probably, or the one that has more experience than other. So, yeah, maybe it's not the truth, but it's what it's commonly believed. So, yeah, it's very hierarchical. The youngest is normally the one that has to learn and listen, and the eldest is
fetch
the one that
and
tells.
Carry.
Yes.
In today's episode, we talked to Carlotta and Mickey about the similarities between Chinese and Italian culture. We're going to continue the talk in the next episode of Global Village. Meanwhile, if you have any interesting cultural observations to share or questions to ask, leave us a comment in the comment section. We'll see you next time.